for Arkansas. They put the football down at the 8-yard line. DeAnthony Curtis in the game. Wilson going to throw. Now he's going to run inside the 5, stretching for the goal line. Touchdown, Arkansas! Tyler Wilson gets in from 8 yards out. And with 17 seconds to go in the half, Arkansas's got another touchdown.
Well, Chuck Barrett.
Little life there. Little life. We love Chuck. That's just, I mean, I've done second halves like that. I've been on the losing end and done second halves like
that. That's really bad.
It's tough, yeah.
It just.
How'd you like to be the New Mexico announcers in a sleepy 52-3 game?
Our man, I did not realize this till we've been going back and forth. He doesn't think that Rick is definitely out of Georgia yet, but our man Stats, he did 8 hours on the air yesterday.
Yeah, Stats is the marathon man. He does a 2-hour local show before the 2-hour network show. So he's already put in 4 hours of airtime by kickoff.
How do you have that?
And then they do a postgame show that is rainwater-esque.
Mm-hmm.
That's goes like, late into the night. I left Arkadelphia after our broadcast at 11:30 last night, and Randy was still going.
So I got
to listen on the way home.
I actually passed him coming out of the studio this morning. Randy does 17 hours of the Big Red Fina Chico Bail Bonds ninth quarter.
He looks
like Dustin Hoffman and Papillon at the very end where he's walking through the desert with McQueen.
Randy is a marathon man. I mean, he goes out in the state. He might be in Star City on a Friday afternoon to do that Sonic show for the high school.
Yep.
He's back in here with Wonder Kid Barry Grooms doing the high school scoreboard.
Right.
And then even when Arkansas's out of state, sometimes he'll drive all night to get to the location of the game and do that show after the Arkansas game, after doing all the high school stuff on Friday night.
Am I wrong? It sounds kind of odd. Arkansas had almost 260 yards rushing. But, man, Rex, it doesn't seem to me like – you can talk about Ronnie Wingo, but it just looks like Niall Davis. You really –
oh, you're going to miss him. You're going to see that in Tuscaloosa. You're going to miss him. Wingo had 12 carries for 73 yards. And then your next two are your quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Brandon Mitchell, 5 carries for 59 yards. Tyler Wilson, 5 carries for 46 yards. Your quarterbacks. When your quarterbacks are two of your top three rushers, I'm not sure what that says. It's hard to tell what anything says against New Mexico, though. Let's admit it.
It did seem, look, you know, the game what it was. We eat our dessert first. That's what we're doing this year, and I think we need it. I mean, I get the sense that we're struggling for.
But does it hurt you when you get to Tuscaloosa and you've played three? Troy's going to be a little bit better.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a step up.
Better, but pretty much three easy games in a row. At least should be. And those guys out there that have gotten used to that level get out there on that first series and Bryant-Denny Stadium and get punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, will you wish at that time maybe the A&M game had come before your conference opener?
Well, watching that Alabama team.
I know you can't control the schedule. I mean, Petrino and his staff have to go with what they're given. But does that hurt them ultimately?
Well, you know, I believe I'm more firmly convinced than ever before that Bobby Petrino is the single best game manager of a coach.
Big time on the bandwagon.
On offense especially. That he sets up an offense. I think that better than – I used to think that Steve Spurrier, back in the old fun and gun days in Florida, when you would see his quarterbacks would look at the side, and you could see Spurrier would be looking at the – and then he would send in – he was playing quarterback through whomever was on the field.
But he's 84 years old now.
Ball coach has lost a step.
He has.
Petrino is the single greatest coach, game manager on offense – setting things up. I've kind of go back and forth. I think with a team like this, I think we needed a couple of these games because I don't know that we are going to be able to run the ball effectively in the SEC.
I don't see a drive like that classic when we talk about against LSU.
Where Davis was just pounding
just
them, pounding them. Yes.
And they have to call a timeout because they're out of air.
Now, all my hand-wringing and flummoxing back and forth and everything else, You know, what, we scored 51 and 52
points. I was going to say, despite the hand-wringing, Bill, as we go inside the Harry
numbers,
King numbers, 632 yards of offense last night compared to 297 for New Mexico. 34 first downs. New Mexico had 15. You did have 259 yards rushing, only 95 for New Mexico, passing 373 to 202 for New Mexico. I do think, and I, as you know, in past years, I haven't been Willie Robinson's biggest fan. I do think it's becoming evident this defense is improved.
It certainly looks like in the Highsmith kid and a few others, they're able to play. They play linebacker at a big-time level, and that's we have missed that. You can see, I think, again, it's impossible to tell against a high school team like New Mexico. But, you know, they ran the no huddle. They offered us a few problems that we needed to work against. That was an up-tempo team. They were trying. They played kamikaze football the first half. You know, it was all no huddle.
Yep.
They didn't
yep.
have the pre. They didn't have it. They couldn't sustain it. But I... You know, can we stop the run? Can we go into Tuscaloosa and with those four down linemen stop what has to be a great offensive line and a really good running back in Trenton Richardson? And they pushed Penn State around.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, it was almost they were kind of toying with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the final margin ended up being 16 points, but that was one of those games you knew who was going to win from after watching the first couple of series. You really did.
Are you sold on Tyler Wilson after two games? There looked yesterday a couple of passes. One, he is using his mobility. He extended a few plays yesterday that I thought were really good. He moved out of the pocket very well, but there were a couple of passes that didn't look. I mean, that looked a little. I don't know. Maybe I'm struggling for something here in terms to pick apart because I'm such a homer.
I think Tyler Wilson's going to be fine. And I guess conventional wisdom, I'll say the concern I have offensively going in is the lack of the big punishing running back going into the SEC schedule. But Petrino is such a great game planner, and he can work to overcome some of that. And as we said last week, look, this team, you're going to do coach speak. You're going to say we never overlook the next opponent. But this team has been putting in plays. It's been putting in formations since the first day of practice in August for the Alabama game.
Now, you're right.
We're going to see all kinds of things unveiled in Tuscaloosa that we haven't seen yet. And I think Arkansas will go in there and have a good chance of winning. Alabama will be the favorite, and Alabama should be the favorite at home.
No doubt about
into that
it.
Game.
And, well,
so it's one of those you use the O-line. Alabama should win. Arkansas might.
Yeah, you know, look, I think this is not a bad – this is a good Arkansas team.
Oh, a very good Arkansas team.
This is a very good Arkansas team, and I don't want to come across so pessimistically, but I just – again, I guess I'm trying to dissect it at such an uber level to look for that one thing that maybe we're missing that will become evident against a truth machine like Alabama.
Look, there are plenty of good things to say. You could be over there with – Stats on the air this morning talking about an Ole Miss team that only led Southern Illinois 35-24 late in the third quarter, Bill, at home. They end up winning 42-24. But you don't need to be giving up 24 points to Southern Illinois when you're in the SEC.
We're two games into the collegiate season. Are you more surprised that Georgia is 0-2 or that Notre Dame is 0-2?
Notre Dame doesn't surprise me that much at 0-2. I think I'm more surprised that Georgia is 0-2. Frankly, as I said on that, and I've admitted my idiocy earlier in the show, so I'm not going to repeat that. But
Auburn bagman Blake Edens.
Is he quite happy now?
Auburn.
I hope he's happy.
It was.
I thought Georgia would, at home in Athens, beat South Carolina yesterday.
Was it shocking that Toledo played Ohio State at the Shoe?
Wouldn't
I mean,
that
off
have
their
been
feet.
Great if Toledo would have won that game.
Just, that would have been.
We would have been playing the cut of the Toledo announcers this morning.
That's you. Yeah. That's you.
Ah, that would have been great. And, of course, Michigan-Notre Dame, the best game of the day, along with Auburn and Mississippi State. Hand it to Auburn.
Yep.
Nobody expected them to do anything.
Yeah,
they,
but not
they could so easily be 0-2, and they are 2-0, Bill.
We're talking about less than a yard combined in both games. has him at 0-2 versus 2-0. Not enough bad stuff can happen to Auburn, though. That's a program that you just know the shoe's going to drop at some point. And they'll lose three in a row.
Yeah. Well, you're there in the one. I can't, you know, Dan Mullen's play call, I can't argue with it. You know, you got a good quarterback in Ralph.
Yeah.
He keeps the ball on the option, headed to the end zone. And a kid named Ryan Smith, a backup safety, comes in and makes one heck of a tackle.
It was one of those. He braced him right at the goal line, just like you draw. You know,
and this quarterback weighs 240 pounds.
Yeah, it's a good play call by Mullen. You run the option on the goal line.
Why do I sound like Houston Nutt? 240 pounds. It's been 50 years, Bill. 50 years.
You know, Chuck, I called that play.
Oh, if he could only. We're reaching out to you, Stats. You can only get him to say, I called that play, Bill.
We would use it every Sunday. Year round, not just in football season.
I call that play, Bill. Were you shocked that Arizona State beat Missouri in overtime? I was shocked by that.
They're Missouri. Come on.
Yeah, good point. They may be in the SEC next year.
Yeah, that's true. But
that might be a conference game for us.
They're never consistently going to be a football power. They blew out Arkansas in the Cotton Bowl. They'll have good teams occasionally.
No doubt about it.
Consistent power, no.
Okay.
They turn out good journalists, though.
All my friends went
to Missouri.
Yeah,
you know,
great.
Kane Webb, Jeff Crupsaw. I go right down the line.
Very
lots
good.
Of them.
Okay. Two segments in the book, and for the first time, we get a chance to talk about the league and our predictions. More of Rex Nelson after this.